before we start, I just met a real special individual that was in the conference room with us a couple seconds ago, and we're going to have a write-up on her on Facebook and Twitter, so be on the lookout for that. It's real important to me, and it's real important to her. I can't say her name because I just want to keep that private at this moment, but you'll find out her name pretty soon.
Why does this mean so much to you?
Just a story about why we do what we do as athletes. It's for people that we don't know are watching, and the story that she just told me was remarkable, so that it was big.
Is this all new to you? I mean, did you know
this
prior?
Yeah, I did not know this prior, and we brought her here today, via Twitter. She said she had been carrying around a letter to give to me for over a year. And I got that letter, haven't read it yet, but the story she told me behind the letter and behind her life is remarkable, so be on the lookout for that.
You have not read it yet. When will you read it?
I'll read it right after I finish with you guys, right before meeting.
John Gruden, did you see him today? Did you talk to him at all?
Yeah, he came in. I don't know how much I can really say. I don't know what's legal, but I think you can have coaches in the meetings with you, and he was there. Obviously, his brother is our head coach, and so I'm sure we'll see our fair share of John here.
He was just talking about how, for him in Tampa, Jay was essentially a coordinator, even though he didn't have that title, and how he sees the game from not only a sideline perspective, from a press box perspective. How much will just all the different things that Jay has done in his career as both a coach and a player directly help you ultimately?
I mean, I'm not an expert in that, but I do know that having him out here on the field with us, having him in the meeting room with us, he does have a different perspective because he's been through so much, and that experience will help him. Just like the experiences I've had in my first 2 years in the league will help me this year. So I think it's big for him, and he's seen a lot, done a lot, and he's done it at every level. So, we look forward to continuing to work with him. It's been great.
You guys targeted Deshaun a lot, especially in that second team set of reps there, and he had the one long bomb and a couple of reverses and all that. What did it mean to kind of once again establish that rhythm, timing, and to see him healthy?
Yeah, it's good to have him out here back at practice with us, doing what he can, and he's excited about it. He wants to have the opportunity to go out and help this team make plays, but it's all predicated on what the defense gives us. And today just so happened to be a day where they were giving us a lot of looks to D-Jack, and of course we're going to try to get the ball in his hands, Pierre's hands, some of the other guys that we have early and often, and I think you guys saw that today.
Well, the OTA's part of the offseason over. You guys kind of, after these 3 weeks, kind of ahead, kind of figure where you want to be at this point?
I think we've had great progress. They're throwing a lot at us as far as with the defense. Double A looks, fire zone blitzes, everything that you can imagine they're doing, and we're doing a good job as an offensive line and offense picking it up and still being able to move the ball. But I think our defense is doing great too. So right now is a time for all of us to get better together. We are all brothers out there, but we're still competing. And I hope you guys saw that. There is some competition out there. There is some trash talk, and that's just football for you, and we're having fun doing it.
Robert, there was so much talk throughout the season last year about your knee and where you were in the recovery and whether it was hindering it all during the season. Not that you were really fueling that, but now, do you notice a difference between now and what you can do on, I guess, compared to, say, during the season last year?
I leave that talk to you guys. Like I said, You deal with the hand that you're dealt. I had to wear the brace last year. I had to come off an injury last year, and this year I don't. And I thank God for that, and I'll play into that hand. And it's been good to be out here and get this extra work in with everybody, build that chemistry with a new coach, new guys, new players. And like I said, it's been extremely, extremely fun.
What do you guys want to get accomplished in the last mini camp you have? Then you have a break for but what do you see that you guys still want to work on for that?
Yeah, we're continuing to throw a lot of things in there. Like Coach likes to say, we're gonna huddle up and try to play smash mouth football, and then we're gonna no huddle and still play smash mouth football. So we're doing a lot. We did a little no huddle today, working that stuff in, and like I said, we'll be very multiple, and we'll figure out what we do best, and that's the process. Continuing to do this, continuing to learn, getting the new guys and the rookies up to speed with the offense, and even ourselves, just continuing to master it. And then you move forward to the minicamp next week, and then after that you got a month off, and I think that's a big time for everybody to kind of get ready for the season, gear up, and a training camp, everybody knows what that's about.
How comfortable do you feel running Jay's offense at this
point? I feel real comfortable. I've had a chance to have my hands and my eyes in the playbook, on the playbook, and watching film and everything for a long time now. So I feel very comfortable with it. It's like I said, it's very multiple. We have a lot of weapons out there. It's just about us getting to the right plays and getting the guys the balls and letting them go make plays.
What's the dynamic or how the gelling with Sean? I'm about to talk about you and Jay, but how are things working with Sean and Jay and that whole three-headed?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Sean and Jay obviously know each other, so they've worked together before, and there's a great chemistry between them, which helps us as quarterbacks when your OC and your head coach are on the same page, both offensive-minded guys. I think they balance each other out. You know, Jay's got a little humor to him. He'll crack some jokes. And, you know, Sean's a high-energy guy. You'll see him out there when we're doing quarterback drills. He's running around, you know, trying to, you know, give us the right looks and stuff. So it's been a great relationship.
What do Andre and Deshaun bring to the offense?
Obviously, they're new. They bring speed. They're both very multiple. They can play inside and outside. Both great after the catch. And both play with a chip on their shoulder. So I think in the sense of that, they're both very similar. Obviously, Deshaun, you know, comes with a lot more of a high profile than Andre does. But we're blessed to have Andre.
Robert, Kirk's getting married in a couple of weeks. Any advice for him?
Enjoy it, man. You know, it's a fun time. And, you know, like I said, once you find the one, you gotta make it right. Everybody good?
From your perspective? Okay. Sorry.
No, you're good.
What do you think the pass rush is going to look like? I mean, you line up against them every day now, adding Hatcher, guys like that.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty good. You know, you got Rack and Kerrigan. You got Hatch, Bake, Cofield, and Bowen gets healthy. You got the Trent Murphy, the new guy. You know, Adrian Robinson, he's been doing a good job as well. Gabe Miller, I mean, he can go on and on for days. A lot of these guys, aside from the big ones, you guys don't know, but they've done a great job out here as well. And then again, we don't have pads on either, so it's tough to really gauge how they're doing. But for me, my job is not to judge the pass rush. I've had to step up a few times and get out of the pocket, so I guess that's a good sign for the defense. But I think my offensive line's been doing a great job altogether.
You got them on a hard count, I think, once or maybe twice. They take some satisfaction in that.
Yeah, man, you get that. You know, as a rookie, we did it. Last year, we did it. And it's just a constant battle of X's and O's and mind games with the offense and the defense. And sometimes you get them. Today happened to be a day where we got after them a little bit. But, you know, yesterday they got after us. So that's usually how it goes in football.